The desert of southeastern Washington is home to what may be the most contaminated area in the United States. For more than 40 years, the U.S. government produced plutonium for nuclear weapons at the Hanford site. Now, with the Cold War behind us, the focus at Hanford is on cleaning up the enormous amounts of radioactive and chemically hazardous wastes produced while making plutonium. Hanford was home to America's first plutonium production facilities. Production began in 1944 as part of the Manhattan Project, the World War II effort to build an atomic bomb. Plutonium from Hanford was used in the bomb dropped on Nagasaki, Japan, in August of 1945. For the next 45 years, Hanford's primary mission was to produce plutonium for use in nuclear weapons. During that time, Hanford went through several major expansions. Eventually, the government built 9 nuclear production reactors, 5 chemical separation plants, and dozens of support facilities. Plutonium production ended at Hanford in 1990. The U.S. Department of Energy manages the 560-square-mile Hanford site. Site workers are now engaged in one of the world's largest environmental cleanup projects. More than 1,500 waste sites have been identified at Hanford, ranging from small areas of surface contamination to 177 underground storage tanks that hold about 54 million gallons of highly radioactive and chemically hazardous waste. Some of Hanford's waste will remain dangerous for thousands of years. It must be kept away from people and the environment during that time. There is urgency to the cleanup. In many cases, the longer we delay, the more hazardous and expensive the problem becomes. Many storage facilities have exceeded their design life and are deteriorating, making it much more difficult to safely store the waste. Some of the waste poses a significant threat to workers, the public, and the environment. An accident or further spread of the contamination would also put the region's economy at risk. Much of the Hanford site is free of contamination. Large areas of the site were used as safety and security buffers. However, the central portion of the site, which consists of areas called 200 East and 200 West, has substantial problems. The 200 areas contain the underground storage tanks, the chemical processing plants, and other plutonium facilities. Spent fuel stored at 2 of the shutdown reactors along the Columbia River, and laboratories, research facilities, and burial grounds at the south end of the site also pose significant cleanup challenges. The waste in Hanford's underground tanks presents one of the most urgent, complex, and costly challenges. 149 of the 177 tanks have just a single wall of carbon steel encased in concrete for containment. These tanks, which range in size from 55,000 to 1 million gallons, were never intended for long-term storage. The oldest of these tanks date back to the 1940s. Nearly 70 have leaked more than 1 million gallons of high-level radioactive waste to the ground. Some of this waste has reached the groundwater. The remaining 28 tanks have a double shell of steel, and none are believed to have leaked. These tanks, however, cannot be used indefinitely. In time, the double shell tanks will also fail. Site workers have pumped much of the liquid out of the single shell tanks into the double shell tanks. When the liquids are removed, a semi-solid sludge-like material remains behind. Retrieving this sludge is itself a serious challenge, as some methods may result in more waste leaked to the soil. Plans are to separate the tank waste, including the sludge, into separate high and low activity waste streams. These wastes will then be vitrified, a process that mixes the radioactive waste with molten glass. The mixture is poured into stainless steel containers, where it will harden into a solid glass form. The majority of Hanford's vitrified waste will be low activity and will be buried on site. The canisters of highly radioactive waste will be stored indefinitely at Hanford until a National Geologic Repository becomes available. These wastes will still be radioactive, but they will no longer be mobile. As long as waste remains in these aging tanks, it poses a severe threat to the Columbia River. The U.S. Department of Energy is working with a private contractor to begin construction of the vitrification facilities. However, these facilities are not scheduled to be fully operational until December 2009. Under the current schedule, vitrifying the first 10% of Hanford's tank waste won't be complete until the year 2018. The remaining waste may not be completely vitrified for another 30 years. Leaks from the tanks, along with billions of gallons of radioactive and hazardous liquid waste that was disposed into the soil at Hanford, have contaminated more than 200 square miles of groundwater beneath the site. Efforts are underway to intercept and treat some of these waste plumes before they reach the Columbia River. Pumping the groundwater and treating it to remove some of the radioactive and chemical contaminants has met with some success. Another major problem at Hanford is more than 2,000 tons of spent nuclear fuel stored in two water-filled basins just a quarter mile from the Columbia River. The bottom of these basins are covered with as much as 2 to 3 feet of highly radioactive sludge. Much of the fuel is badly corroded. At least one of the basins has leaked in the past. Plans to move the fuel into storage containers away from the river are moving forward, but have suffered repeated setbacks and cost escalations. Removal of the spent fuel and sludge from the basins is scheduled to be complete in the next decade. Hanford's plutonium finishing plant also poses major technical and cost challenges. The facility contains several tons of plutonium in a variety of forms. Some of this plutonium must go through a stabilization process to allow safe long-term storage. Despite the threats posed by the deteriorating condition of this facility, other more urgent problems at Hanford have taken priority. The cost of the Hanford cleanup and the availability of sufficient funding is an ongoing concern. Cleanup will take decades and cost tens of billions of dollars. Construction of the tank waste treatment facilities will require an increase of more than $500 million each year to Hanford's cleanup budget, which typically has exceeded $1 billion a year. Congress has yet to demonstrate a willingness to commit to this level of spending for the 20 to 30 years or more that it will take to construct and operate the tank waste treatment facilities. Hanford is just one of about a dozen major sites around the country, and more than 75 overall, that were involved in producing materials for America's nuclear weapons program. Although Hanford has the most extensive contamination and waste problems, other sites have their own unique cleanup challenges. Hanford cleanup is governed by an agreement between the U.S. Department of Energy, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, and the state of Washington. This cleanup plan, called the Tri-Party Agreement, was initially signed in 1989. The Tri-Party Agreement sets timetables for accomplishing the cleanup activities and covers about 30 years of work. Considerable progress has been made in some areas since cleanup began at Hanford in 1989. However, until the waste is removed from the tanks and solidified, the plutonium is stabilized, the spent fuel is moved away from the river, and other major cleanup projects are completed, Hanford's waste remains a serious threat to the Northwest and its residents.